Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to June the 13th of 2012, a year that the Giants won the World Series, and we've got a pitching matchup. It's J.A. Happ for the Houston Astros against Matt Cain of the San Francisco Giants. And Chris, this is one for the ages. The Giants had never had a perfect game in their history of 130 years, and Matt Cain was going to go at it and try for that perfect game that night.
You know, Marty, as I was writing my game story that night, I thought, you know, there have been fewer perfect games than there have been United States presidents. That's when I really got the feeling I had just witnessed something special.
It was an amazing night, and you could feel the electricity in the ballpark. The Giants scored a bunch of runs in this one from Matt Cain, but the defensive plays really stood out. And about from the fourth inning on, I had the feeling that something special was going to happen. Cain had the good fastball, 92 to 94, with movement. The defense was stellar behind them. But a couple of plays really stand out in any no-hitter or perfect game, and this one was perfect, Chris. The sixth inning, Melky Cabrera, a great running catch in left field against the wall on a ball hit by Chris Snyder. But in the top of the seventh inning, Jordan Schaefer up, and the ball is hit into right center field. And I think everyone in that ballpark, 42,000 plus at the park that night, had the feeling that this perfect game was going to be over. And tell us what happened on the ball that Schaefer hit to right center field.
Marty, that ball kept on heading for the gap, heading for the gap, and Gregor Blanco, who was playing right field, I believe he had shaded himself a little bit towards center field, but he kept running for the ball, and I believe, as you said, everybody in the park was thinking extra base hit. Lo and behold, Gregor Blanco caught up with the ball, snared it, and the perfect game was intact.
Here's the 3-2 pitch on the way, and it is driven to right center field. On the move, Blanco sprinting back. Gregor Blanco reaches out, diving! He caught it! What a play by Gregor Blanco! And that's when you start to think it might happen.
With just a little bit of irony there, Jordan Schaefer was a reason that Gregor Blanco was let go by the Atlanta Braves. They believed that Schaefer was a better player than Blanco, and Blanco got a little payback there in that moment.
Well, the ball was crushed, and as we all have our recollections of it, it was crushed to right center field. Blanco streaked from nowhere, and he dove, threw that hand out with the ball coming down. It went in the glove, and the perfect game was intact. Matt Cain gave the pump on the mound with the fist, and you knew he wanted it at that time. And the last two innings for me, watching him pitch and just seeing the intensity of Matt Cain, you knew he wanted 27 up and 27 down. Well, Chris, the game goes to the ninth inning. The Giants are winning 10-0, so the game is basically in the bag. But in the ninth inning, Brian Bukasevic leads it off with a foul ball to left field. Cabrera gets it. Next up is Chris Snyder, hits another fly ball to left field. Cabrera gets it. And now Jason Castro comes up and hits a ground ball down to Joaquin Arias. It wasn't smooth, but what happened?
Joaquin Arias, Marty, you know, behind third base, really, and it wasn't the easiest of plays. It wasn't an impossible play, but it wasn't an easy play. But he made the long throw across the diamond to get Castro, and there was the 27th consecutive out for Matt Cain.
Cain, with that look of determination, starts his windup. His 1-2 pitch is grounded toward third. Arias has it, stumbles, throws to first, and he did it! Matt Cain is the first pitcher in the 128 years of the Giants franchise to pitch a perfect game. My goodness, what a night for Matt Cain, being mobbed by his teammates on the field. History tonight here in San Francisco. Amazing.
It was amazing, and to see Arias back up. And Chris, he had a bad shoulder. That's why he had kicked around a little bit, and you talked to him about that.
I did, Marty. The following spring, he mentioned that his shoulder was in a condition that it was in 2011 instead of 2012. He might not have been able to make that long throw behind third base. So all the stars and planets aligned for Matt Cain on this evening.
Six ground ball outs, seven fly ball outs, 14 strikeouts in the game, and he tied Sandy Koufax for the most dominant game score the stat of the modern era. For Matt Cain, it was an amazing night for him. The ground ball to Arias, he backs up, he makes a throw to first base, and then everything got exciting after that. Interesting part of the lineup for the Giants that night. Blanco led off. Ryan Terrio was at second. He was replaced by Emmanuel Burris for defensive reasons. Cabrera, Posey, Pagan, Sandoval at third. Crawford went in at short, and Arias then went into third base. And Brandon Belt and, of course, Matt Cain on the hill. So Bruce Bochy could feel it. He got the defense that he wanted as well. But a very exciting night for Matt Cain. And I felt he had the franchise on his shoulders that night as he put 27 up and 27 down. A great game in Giants franchise history.
One of the best ever, Marty, certainly. We've been lucky enough to have so many great pitchers in this franchise. Really starts with Christy Mathewson, goes on to Carl Hubbell, and then we had Juan Marichal, Gaylord Perry, but Matt Cain certainly took his place among them on this evening.
All right, we'll be back with you again with another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.
KNBR 680.